This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Lots to talk about. We got our prop bets for the Super Bowl. We need to talk about that. We got life expectancy starting to rise again. Going to talk about the reasons for that. But a question that I commonly get, being an MD and having taught previously at a DO school, is what's the difference? But we've talked about that on air, but what kind of prompted this is one of my listeners has been taken care of. Their child has been taken care of by a pediatric nurse. Not a DO, not an MD, not a PA, not a nurse practitioner, but a nurse who is trained, has specialized training to be a pediatric nurse. So they've seen a pediatric nurse for most of the for all of the child's life so far, and they like her. But they were kind of concerned because the child had to go to a specialist, and so they asked me about it. And I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the nursing profession and all that they do. And I know so many nurses who know more than doctors, you know, when it comes to, you know, the certain patient or a certain disease. So it to me, I think it's very, very dependent on how much you've experience you've had, how much training you've had, how much you know, exposure you've had to, you know, one disease. You know, we were just in the NAFP, the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians, and a nurse practitioner, love nurse practitioners. This gentleman, you know, taught us about a lot of HIV medicine. I haven't done a lot of HIV medicine. I trained at UCLA, did infectious disease for a little bit. My last year of medical school, I took care of some HIV patients, but obviously this nurse practitioner knows ungodly amounts more. So, you know, hands down, if you're trying to decide, you know, who to see in terms of, you know, in terms of their you know, academic prowess or their experience or their abilities, you know, you really kind of need to know what have they done, what do they do all day. So I'm an MD. MDs were kind of, you know, given a stature that I don't know if we ever officially deserved, but, you know, of, you know, we've been given this, there's this stereotype that, you know, we've been, you know, trained to the upteenth degree. I can't say that is the case, because if I haven't been managing seizure disorder, if I haven't been managing insulin dependent diabetes, don't come to me. All right, you want to go to somebody who's managed that, whether it's nurse, whether it's a PA, NP, whatever. So the next question I get asked a lot is the difference between osteopathy and medical doctors, so MDs versus DOs. And I've said multiple times on air that DOs have more training than MDs. And I know some MDs were kind of frustrated with, you know, that sort of statement, but here's why. So allopathic medicine. So an MD is an allopathic doctor. So I think if you go to the Greek or the Latin term for it, allo is opposite. Pathy is like pathology or what's wrong with you. So the MD philosophy is if you have something wrong with you, we're going to kind of do the opposite to fix it. So if you have, you know, an infection, we're going to give you an antibiotic. Right? If you have a cut, we're going to sew it. If you have something bad in your body, we're going to take it out. So MDs have this allopathic philosophy. We kind of get stereotyped as we just write antibiotics and we just write medications. No, that's not the case. We work with a lot of other sort of medical realms, such as physical therapy, such as chiropractic. Homeopathy, a lot of MDs don't practice, but homeopathy is where you, rather than treating you with the opposite, we treat you with the same. So with homeopathy, it's kind of similar a little bit to, like, you know, some of our vaccines, where what we're going to do is we're going to treat the bad with something very similar to it. And we found that even in homeopathy or with our vaccination program, using like to help treat like works as well. Osteopathic physicians, osteo like means bone, but there, it's more than that. An osteopathic physician had the same textbooks, same, you know, curriculum, same foundations of medicine as MDs do, but they additionally learn how to use your musculoskeletal system, nervous system, osteopathic system to help heal as well. This is something I, as an MD, wish I had, because I married a chiropractor, and whenever I had patients with migraines or numbness or whatever, I didn't know how to help fix that. So I would send them to him, and he could use his hands to help, you know, relieve the pressure or relieve the tension or take the pressure off the nerve. The other thing I need to note is in my family medicine program, we had DOs. So I was taught that, you know, we had an asthmatic kid who was on four different medications. My attending was a DO. She did some osteopathic manipulation on the back, and then the child was able to get off two of their asthma medicines. Their asthma improved. Why? Because the nerves are coming out the back. There's certain restrictions that a very poorly aligned musculoskeletal system could affect. And so when people ask me, should I see an MD or DO, either is fine by me, either is great. But if you want somebody who can work with their hands and who can help, manage you more physically, I think a DO is definitely your guy. Now, that being said, you have a lot of MDs that will work with their hands and do adjustments and got trained in that. You have some DOs that just don't do osteopathic manipulative medicine anymore. And so sometimes you'll look at the way they practice as almost identical. So you will rarely have anybody say, oh, you need to see an MD or you need to see a DO. The training is very, very similar, and nobody is allowed to graduate without having the basics and the competency in medicine. So they're fine. In terms of seeing a nurse practitioner or a PA, we've talked about this, their training is a lot more accelerated, and they do get trained. They cannot, you know, get out of school without managing a heart attack or managing diabetes, etc. So they have the training as well. There might be certain restrictions depending on their state on what they could do and what they could order, but I'm still a fan of them all. So I kind of hope that kind of, I know we're coming up on break. It's a bigger topic in such a short time. 1-877-DIAL-4. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have been asked by an ex-Obama health advisor to stop panicking and being hysterical about coronavirus. And we'll kind of talk about that. He believes that Americans are too worried about the new coronavirus that's spreading across China. Health advisor Ezekiel Emanuel told CNBC yesterday that everybody in America should take a very big deep breath, slow down, stop panicking, and being hysterical. He says, I think we need to put it into context. The death rate is much lower than SARS. Now, SARS scares the heck out of a lot of people. And, from what we're understanding, so SARS was, I believe, 2002, 2003. some people say 2003, 2004, but in the early 2000s, it was a very, very scary, severe acute respiratory syndrome that killed about 774 people. Right now, we're at 170 people have died. But they say that we already have over 8,000 people affected, and this is going faster than where we were with SARS. So, no wonder people are a little nervous. They said the virus has already hit the Chinese economy. People are isolating themselves. You know, flights are being canceled. And our numbers of the people who have the cases that have been found. Now, we're talking found. Top 8,200, although I have another site that's even higher, which is surpassing what we saw at 2003 with SARS. And this happened in less than a month. So we are a little concerned that this might be more deadly than SARS. SARS affected 8,098 people globally between November 1, 2002 and July 31, 2003. We're already at 8,200 and it's been 1 month. So this is a little faster. So I get why Ezekiel Emanuel wants everyone to slow their roll and relax, but this is a very, very weird scenario here. Out of nowhere, December 31st, we find out that we have this virus that's affected everybody. And I mean, you know, usually it kind of rolls in, and it does take a while, but I get China's very highly populated. I get that. But it almost seemed like there was an immediate exposure. They keep going back and forth between bats and snakes. This virus came from bats or the virus came from snakes. I believe it, but you have some theories. An Israeli intelligence military officer brought forth that, you know, he thinks it came from one of the nearby labs. A lot of people think that there was a leak. And with this leak, caused this immediate exposure. So, I don't know where we should approach this in terms of being, we don't want you being hysterical, we don't want people being, oh my gosh, you know, this is the end of the world, you know, buying up masks like crazy. But then on the other end, we do have to take this stuff kind of seriously. Now, somebody could say, well, back in 2002 to 2003, you might not have had the testing so easily accessible. Yeah, we were still doing pretty good testing. PCR, Riva, we were still doing pretty fancy, schmancy testing back then. But it might be that we also learned our lesson, so we're being more diligent. And anybody that looks like they have symptoms, we're testing them. It could be that, too. But this is spanning a shorter period of time and already surpassing the number of cases that the other coronavirus, which caused SARS, did back in 2002-2003. Now, in the latest headline, there's a cruise ship that had to be stopped. 7,000 people are now kind of quarantined on this cruise ship because a passenger developed suspected coronavirus symptoms. 6,000 passengers and 1,000 crew on Costa Cruz's Costa Smeralda ship are being held in an Italian port after a passenger from Macau, China, came down with flu-like symptoms on Wednesday. You know, so people ask, they go, how do you know if somebody has symptoms of flu versus symptoms of coronavirus? You can't tell from just looking at them. Unless they've been recently to China or had exposure to somebody from China, which is leading to a whole other issue we need to talk about. Apparently, there's starting to be some discrimination and some biasing that some Asian students are noticing on campuses. We need to talk about that. But going back to this cruise ship, A Costa Cruises spokesperson confirmed to Fox News on Thursday that sanitary protocol has been activated after a 54-year-old woman fell ill aboard the Smeralda ship. It had sailed from Mallorca, Spain, to Civitavecchia in a week-long Mediterranean cruise. Oh, this ship looks beautiful. The Costa Smeralda, it is really a beautiful ship. It's like a little city. You got 7,000 people on it, right? Spokesperson said the sick passenger was placed in isolation in the ship's hospital last night, along with a travel companion, amid concerns that she may be infected with the deadly coronavirus during the global outbreak. The woman's companion had no symptoms, but they need to get tested. Here's the problem. We don't have the coronavirus testing on the ship. So that means they had to go to port and then probably be transferred off. As of Thursday morning, passengers are being kept on board, pending checks to determine the type of the virus. If the woman has a coronavirus, according to Telegraph, passengers and crews could be quarantined for 2 weeks. Why 2 weeks? Well, because that is the incubation period. The incubation period means you get the virus, and it could take 2 weeks to start showing symptoms. So you might, and you could also spread it, by the way, as well, within those 2 weeks. Even if you don't have symptoms, it could still be in your body, and you could still release it. So they're going to have to sit around for 2 weeks. And some people are like, oh, well, boo-hoo, they're on a cruise ship. After a few days on a cruise ship, I'm ready to get off. It's nice, it's fancy, but, you know. So the medical team said as soon as the suspected case was detected, they immediately evacuated all the relevant health procedures to promptly isolate and manage the clinical condition. The health authority has been immediately notified and is now on board to conduct all the pertinent measures. Well, that's another thing. Sometimes these ports are like, well, don't bring them here. Leave them on the boat. Leave them on the ship. So now they have to test a person, and then they have to, you know, find out what the results are. So, yeah, people are grumpy. People are upset. The viral disease, as of this morning, the numbers are 170 people have so far died, close to 8,000 people affected, 8,200. 50 million people are currently under a government lockdown in central China. Sports events, transport, cultural events have been canceled across the country. Couldn't have been in a worse time. So, the coronavirus is a very tricky virus because it's in a family where it could cause anywhere from the common cold to something like a severe acute respiratory syndrome that causes your lungs to either fill up with fluid, get a pneumonia, fail, and die. And there's no medication for it. They do say, right, as of now, I mean, they've been working on it the past 2 weeks, they do say that they have a vaccine. I mean, that's not ready, but in, you know, super fast New York minute time, they have a vaccine that they can now trial. So the vaccine was developed from digital DNA sequencing. So basically they had to get hold of the virus. And then from there, they had to be able to make either kill it or make a protein from it that they could then use to create a vaccine, something that could go into a human body and they can mount an immune response. But the phase one trial, it might take a while. So they say the vaccine designed to combat severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, and technological advances are likely to quicken the time it'll take to develop the vaccine, but we're still a few months off. According to Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, he says, I'm reasonably confident that within 3 months or less, we'll be in a phase one trial. So in a phase one trial is where we could already start testing it. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But when we come back, you know, are we seeing discrimination on campuses and how are people approaching the Asian population? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate impeachment trial, President Trump tweeted, House Manager Adam Schiff is mentally deranged. Republican Kevin Cramer of North Dakota.
Adam Schiff continues to suggest that somehow all we have to do to get to the truth is that the president waives it, all the rest of the rights he has, and throw out his defense and let them have whatever witnesses they want.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer on the push for witnesses.
I've always said this is an uphill fight. The pressure that Trump, who's a vindictive, nasty president, and McConnell place on them is large, but we're still hopeful.
Health officials confirm that the Chicago woman who has the coronavirus has infected her husband. This is the first person-to-person spread of the coronavirus in the U.S., according to the CDC. In China, there are now 170 deaths from the virus and more than 7,700 cases reported. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The CDC releasing a new report showing life expectancy has increased in the past couple of years, and the White House is taking partial credit for that.
It's owing in large part to a whole-of-government approach to treat the whole person, led by President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, and really the entire administration.
Advisor Kellyanne Conway noting the fact that the number of Americans dying because of overdoses has declined for the first time in 29 years. The average life expectancy for Americans, now 78 years and 8 months. Senators' questions in President Trump's impeachment trial resume this afternoon. During the first of 2 days of questions yesterday, Trump lawyers argued that House Democrats want to overturn the results of the 2016 election. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says Trump tried to cheat to help him win re-election. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Marta wants to know why President Trump is taking credit for the jump in life expectancy. If I was President Trump, I would take credit for it. Absolutely. Why not? Listen, don't get mad at me, but listen, okay? You know, we have a president right now who is being squeezed from all sides. And this impeachment trial, I saw part of it. I really wanted to watch a lot more of it. I just couldn't. And he has an election coming up, and the good news comes out, right? Whether it's the economy or whether it's life expectancy or opioid deaths dropping, and so if he could relate any of that to his presidency, why not? You know, in fact, if somebody was a political strategist. They would probably, criticize if the Washington administration didn't. So what's been going on right now? So they're saying that life expectancy has increased in 2018, because they look back at 2018, for the first time in 4 years, because there's been a drop in cancer-related deaths and a historic decline in fatal overdoses. Now, there's a lot of people that get credit for this, not, the Washington administration, but we're talking, Narcan being out there and first responders being able to deliver it and allowing people to get the overdose, medication over the counter. There's a whole bunch of things that this gets credited to. But I'll answer her question in a little bit. So new CDC data released Thursday provides hope that major contributors to 3 years of stagnant or declining life expectancy may be relenting, and so we might have there's a light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to drug overdose deaths. Suicides, however, though, are still up. So the data confirms that fatal drug overdoses dropped in 2018 for the first time in 30 years. Now, opioid crisis was something that President Donald Trump had campaigned on that he would help fight. So this might indicate that federal and state efforts to tackle the opioid epidemic are working, whether they were instituted by Washington or not. Whatever's being done on the local level, you know, gets credit. So they say if you are born in 2018, which is none of you guys because the average person born in 2018 is not listening to my show, you would be expected to live 78.7 years, up from 78.6 the year before. See, a lot of people are like, what does this life expectancy mean? Does it mean that me in my 40s, I'll live till I'm 78? Not entirely. Because remember, I have 1970s, 80s, and 90s sort of, you know, behaviors in my, like my hearing. People are like, oh yeah, you know, hearing loss is expected to be on the decline. None of them. I listen to Def Leppard and Aerosmith and AC/DC as loud as anybody else. My hearing is going to be, you know, gone earlier. That's because, you know, again, I grew up in the 80s. That's what happened. But we have heard, there has been a prediction that one of us that's alive right now will live till 150 years old. We have that ability, and or we will have that ability a few decades from now, which is interesting. But I had earlier, when I started my show about a decade ago, predicted that our life expectancy would easily be in the 80s by the year 2020. And I was wrong because opioid deaths and overdose deaths and suicides brought that number down. So when young people kill themselves or overdose death, it brings down the life expectancy. But a lot of us physicians are noticing that people are living longer. So if you don't do drugs and if you don't commit suicide, there's a very good chance you could live well into your 80s, 90s even. So more than 67,000 people died of an overdose in 2018. That's the second highest number ever recorded, but it does represent a 4% decline from 2017. They say the overall death rate declined 5% year over year. Now, we still have fentanyl. Fentanyl deaths still up. Cocaine, methamphetamine, a lot of people are then moving back to cocaine and speed. They say the number of deaths involving psychostimulants like methamphetamine increased 22%. Deaths from cocaine laced with fentanyl up 5%. That killed 14,000 people last year. So Congress and the Trump administration officials have started to address a surge in methamphetamine and cocaine deaths. But some experts say efforts should focus more broadly on addiction and less on specific substance. So basically what we're doing is we're doing whack-a-mole. We're trying to attack, you know, the certain drug that people are addicted to. However, then they just move to another drug. However, us being able to pass out Narcan or Naloxone to try and block the opioids from affecting the brain and causing respiratory collapse and respiratory depression was a positive. So we do have to do surgical, accurate attacks on the particular drug overdose. But we do need to also, you know, realize that this is a bigger problem. When you, just like with smoking, you know, just like with, we move tobacco people to vaping. Well, now we have people addicted to vaping. So we have to kind of figure out how we're going to address that. So, and people are going to criticize the Washington administration no matter what they do. So what does that mean? Well, it means if we have life expectancy increases, it means there's something going right. So whether it's intervention, whether it's education, whether it's recruiting.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
That was so strong. Well, I love football. Welcome back to the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. We don't have the NFL injury report yet, so I can't give you my prediction for the game. But I can talk about ticket prices. And I can talk about ad prices and the prop bets. You know, it's very, very interesting. I love looking at history. Back in 1967, the first Super Bowl, ticket price was $12. $12 back in the 60s, 67. Now, that would have been a lot of money for my family, not to mention the travel out there or whatever. But, you know, the Super Bowl wasn't like what it was today. So you had people that thought it was cool and all that, but $12. So if we adjusted that for what that would cost today, that's $92. $92. If somebody told me today, you have $92. Like I said, that was kind of a lot of money, but $12 back then ended up being like $92 in our time. In 1968, they kept it at $12. 1969 kept it at $12. By 1970, it went up to a $15 ticket. 71 15, 72 15, 73 15. Until 75, it went up to $20 a ticket. So basically, go and see the Super Bowl for $20. 78, it jumped to $30 a ticket. By 81, it jumped to $40 a ticket. By 84, it went up to $60. Now, the inflation adjusted would be about $150. And again, in the 80s, you know, the economy was pretty stable, and the economy actually did pretty good for a while. But then prices start to go up from there. End of the 80s, it went up to $75, $88, it went up to $100. By the 90s, we're looking at $125 a ticket. By 91, $150. By 1995, $200 a ticket. By 1996, people are starting to really, really get, I mean, you have a lot more interest, I believe. I mean, I always thought football was fascinating, but apparently that's when you start to see the biggest jump in $275 to $350. According to thestreet.com, they say ticket prices in 1996 are noteworthy because this is arguably when the Super Bowl begins to take on modern pricing practices. This year represents a big jump in prices. And from 1996 onward, prices not only continued to increase, but did so dramatically. This year is also an outlier, they say, because it will appear that ticket prices decrease afterwards. Now, I'm not exactly sure why, but 1996 was apparently that point. 97 and 98, it was at 275. By 99, it went up to 325. By 2002, it jumped to 400. 2003, 500 a ticket. Average ticket price. 2004, 600. By 2006, it jumped to $700. By 2008, it was $900 for an average Super Bowl ticket. By 2009, it hit the $1,000. 2011, $1,200. 2014, $1,500. You couldn't get a seat in 2015 for under $2,000. 2016, $2,500. Well, maybe a crappy seat. 2016, $2,500. By 2019, the average ticket price, so we're talking last year, range from $2,900 to $4,300 a ticket. What about this year? We're hearing the average ticket price for the Super Bowl sold at $6,785. It's crazy. People love their football. What about the Super Bowl ads? Back in 1967, a 30-second commercial in the Super Bowl cost $47,500. That was a lot of money. But the game was pretty successful, so the price went up by about $5,000. Public interest compounded. By Super Bowl 29? I don't know. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't look like they say Super Bowl 29, but the years don't add up. The price for 30 seconds of airtime reached $1 million. What does it cost this year? For a 30-second ad, $5.6 million. So I think Michael Bloomberg has an ad out there, and it's going to be about 11.5 because he is doing a full minute. Crazy stuff. So you're basically paying $186,000 per second to air during the Super Bowl. Now, what's the viewing? Well, last year's Super Bowl drew 112 million viewers, but the funny thing is it wasn't as big a Super Bowl because people are like, oh, it's the Patriots again. You know, was it Patriots Eagles? No. It was, oh my gosh, why can't I remember what was in, so anyway, hold on a second, I need to look this up. I apologize, guys. All right, I'm sorry. I know the Patriots were in it, and they won, so hold on a second. La la la. Yeah, I go to Google. I don't use Bing. Bing stinks. Okay, so Super Bowl 2019 was, yeah, the Patriots and the Rams. That's right, the Rams. So it was 13-3. People were kind of sick of the Patriots. This one, I think, is going to skyrocket because people love the Chiefs. And seeing the 49ers do so well, and Garoppolo is so handsome, I think it's going to be bigger. 2020 Super Bowl advertisers are going to be reaching 20 people for every dollar spent. They say, which is kind of less than the 1,200 fans a dollar's worth brought them back in 1967. But who's paying this kind of money? Well, Procter & Gamble, Discover, Hard Rock, Pepsi, obviously, NFL, Verizon, Turkish Airlines is going to be advertising. Planters, Peanuts, Squarespace, Cheetos, Doritos, Heinz Ketchup. See, the food is pretty smart. Like, when I get hungry and then I see a pizza commercial, I'm like, let's order that. I mean, those are probably the most successful commercials because you're getting hungry and you're like, I want this. Budweiser, Michelob, Bud Light, Olay. I don't understand why Olay is, but you do have a lot more women, you know, and stuff watching. SodaStream, Coca-Cola is advertising, but I don't think, actually, you know what? I think they're going to spend more than Pepsi. TurboTax, smart for TurboTax because we're coming into, tax season. Sabra does the, Sabra is a term we use for somebody, you know, born and living in Israel. And they make hummus and baba ganoush. It's really yummy stuff. Facebook is going to advertise. Toyota, New York Life. Avocados from Mexico is going to have an ad. WeatherTech, Hyundai, Pop-Tarts, Pringles, Mountain Dew, Snickers, Little Caesars Pizza. Mike Bloomberg is going to spend about $11 million. And Donald Trump, of course. So the Super Bowl ads, you know, people remember the Clydesdales and, you know, the lady who famously, you know, said, where's the beef? So a lot of commercials make their debut during Super Bowl. And it just kind of blows your mind that, you know, there's this much money. There's this much money that's out there. You know, if somebody could drop $5 million for 30 seconds, gosh, what could they do to help the homeless? Or, you know, it kind of kills me. So what are some of the bets? Well, of course, the coin toss, right? People can bet on heads or tails. The color of liquid poured on winning head coach. You'll make the most if you bet on lime, green, or yellow, but still. You got red and clear and blue and orange and purple. National anthem bets. Is Demi Lovato going to sing the national anthem over 2 minutes and 1 second or under 2 minutes and 1 second? Gladys Knight's national anthem ran for 2 minutes and 1 second. So the over-under was 1 minute 50 seconds. So now they're kind of pushing it. Will Demi Lovato omit a word from the national anthem? Yes or no? The length of the final word, brave. Like, and the home of the brave. If she holds brave, no, she's not going to, is she going to hold brave 5.5 seconds or under 5.5 seconds? I don't know. Home of the brave. That's really long to hold it that long. I'm going to bet no on that one. Will any player raise a fist during the national anthem? Will a player take a knee during the national anthem? And then will a fan run on the field? There's a bet for that. If a fan runs on the field, who will tackle the fan first? Security, player, team staff member, or another fan? Will John 3:16 banner be shown? Will any player use a prop during a touchdown celebration? Well, yeah. Will there be a power outage? Remember with the Orleans game. Will Andy Reid wear a Hawaiian shirt? Will Andy Reid eat a cheeseburger before the end of the Super Bowl broadcast? Oh my gosh. Okay, we're gonna tell you more of these later today. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.